In the summer of 2014, a feud within a prominent Massachusetts business family spilled out into the open when 25,000 workers for the supermarket chain Demoulas Market Basket went on strike. And then in sympathy, customers stayed away too. It all erupted when Arthur T. Demoulas, the longtime and much-beloved CEO of the company, was ousted by his cousin, Arthur S. Demoulas. Now, a brand-new documentary is out on the Demoulas uproar, which captivated New England for weeks. In this clip, we hear the concern of Market Basket workers and customers.
One day, our customer base just disappeared.
The wheels were coming off the wagon with this thing.
A lot of us said, what can I do to help in saving this company?
I was with my store manager. I just looked at him and I said, what are you going to do? And he was like, I'm going to shut it down.
The documentary is titled We the People, The Market Basket Effect. Joining us now via Skype to talk about it is the film's producer, Nick Buzzell. Nick, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to have you explain a bit of the background in a moment, but first, I want you to recall for us that this workers' strike quickly escalated into a customer boycott of the chain with all these folks supporting the fired Arthur T. or RDT Demoulas.
It was a very interesting scenario where everyone had heard about the employees boycotting and picketing. And when the customers joined that battle, it really was the wind in the sail to this whole dispute. The customers joining the picket line, so to speak, and joining the boycott, and it had an enormous impact on Market Basket's bottom line. They were losing millions of dollars a day during the boycott. Many vendors stopped delivering to the store as well, and it created a ripple effect that I don't believe the Arthur S. side had really anticipated, and something that was unprecedented in U.S. business history.
In relation to how Arthur T. Demoulas became so loved by the people who worked for him, you describe in the film that RDT embodied many of the qualities of his father, Mike, incredibly kind to his employees, but also a tough negotiator and a businessman. And that added to the success of his business, didn't it?
He was a really passionate, caring, empathetic CEO. And he knew everyone who worked for him, and he had a connection to them personally. But that said, he was a very, very tough guy, and he had a very specific, regimented organization to his business, and he knew his business better than anyone else. And he demanded really top-notch professional service from everybody who worked for him.
And now telescoping, we're up to 2014. What was the motivation for Arthur T.'s firing?
Arthur S. Demoulas had 50.5% of the company, which gave him and the A shareholders majority control. And Arthur T. Had been at odds with him and the independent board of directors on how the company should be run. It was tense and really standoffish, and there was a lot of animosity between both sides. So this was going on for the better part of 2013 into 2014. And in 2014, in the summer, it really kind of bubbled to the point that essentially created the need for Arthur S. to exude his power as a majority shareholder and say, I want to fire Arthur T. I want to bring in two co-CEOs, and I want to essentially prepare the company for sale. They were going to restructure the employee profit-sharing program and their incentive programs. And they were prepared to take all the cash out of the business for the shareholders and prepared for a sale to a competitor.
The response from the employees was amazing after RDT's firing and headline making. The idea was to get RDT back in charge, but in the early days of the walkout, Nick, few people outside of the workers really thought they would succeed, correct?
When the employees decided to walk out on the job and to protest, it was clear that they didn't know what the outcome would be. They were willing to risk their jobs and their livelihood and essentially the entire company. They could have committed corporate suicide. This whole business could have completely gone bankrupt and collapsed, and they wouldn't have had anything to fight for. But they remained organized and steadfast in their beliefs, their demands, and their communication. I think part of the irony here is that you have a company like Market Basket that has no website, no social media presence, and doesn't do any kind of marketing other than leaflets and flyers in the newspaper. And the very fabric of that was saved by social media and the ability to galvanize a lot of people, both employees, customers, and vendors, to stand together to really change the balance of power.
The episode, the entire episode, is now a subject in business schools in the U.S. In your view, what's the great business lesson here for business owners and their employees?
Business schools, especially in the New England area, have used this as a real, you know, active, modern-day example of how employee support and loyalty is rooted in their compensation and their sense of community and belonging, that customer loyalty is rooted in the sense of best product at the best price with the best customer service, and every CEO should take notice. Arthur T. is really the poster child for the fact that you can have your cake and eat it too.
Let me ask you one last question about the present and the future. In buying the DeMoulas chain back, Arthur T. DeMoulas took on massive debt, which the company was free from before the walkout. Is the company healthy now financially, and what's it all mean for future financial successes for the Market Basket company?
I would say it is doing better than ever. I mean, clearly $1.5 billion of debt has a way of putting pressure on a company that had no debt previously, but they're ahead of debt payments. They are growing the business. They're opening more new stores. The results of all of the protests and all of the boycott and the national news attention has brought them more customers than before. So I think they're doing very well. I'm sure we will see Market Basket alive and well for decades.
Nick Buzzell, producer of the film We the People, The Market Basket Effect. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition, and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. Go see this film.